What do you have to do now? What are you enjoying now? What are you savoring now? And how are you planting seeds for what is coming next? And by the way, if right now you are living your next, because that happens too, you may have been working for a long time for where you are right now. If right now you are living your next, that is a great place to be. Enjoy it without feeling guilty that you need another next.
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 81 of Blissin' Up. We are midway through November, and I have to tell you, I am still glowing from the live podcast that I did with my dear friend Nikki Novo. If you did not see it, I encourage you to look at last week's episode. It was such a beautiful interview. We went deep into the topics of intuition and intention, and I got so much out of it. And it got me thinking about the idea of N squared November, which you know is our theme for this month, thinking about how to savor your life now and live your best life now while also preparing for the next. Is a topic that I just think is important for us to consider at any time in our lives. But this month, I'm really, really feeling into that topic. So in thinking about this idea of now and next, I thought of these two stories that I wanted to share with you. One story is about me, and the other story is actually a piggyback of one of the stories we shared last week with Nikki. So I'm going to start with my story. It was 2018, I believe. I was sitting at my friend Luli B's kitchen table, and I had been participating in her mastermind. If you don't know about my friend Luli, I talk about her all the time, but she has a beautiful community called Boost, and she hosts these annual masterminds where you design a business and a life that you love. So I had just joined her program, and I was sitting at the mastermind table with her on that day. Now, I actually wrote a little bit about this in my chapter. So Luli created a book called Give Me a Boost, and there's 10 authors that co-contributed to that book, and it's about different ways that community has supported those 10 authors. I was one of the authors. So I actually share this story in that book, this chapter of where I was in my life at that time. But just to give you a little bit of context, I had grown up with this father who was into personal development. He was a motivational speaker, and I loved the work that he did. And ever since I was little, he would always tell me, like, oh, you would be amazing at this work. You could totally do this. We could travel the world together. You know, and he would kind of pump me up and really inspire me to want to do the work with him. But my whole life, I had reasons or excuses as to why that probably wasn't the best idea. And I share a little bit about that in the Give Me a Boost chapter. At 17, I felt like I was too young to be a motivational speaker. I would tell my dad, like, how am I going to tell people how to live their lives? I'm only 17 years old. I haven't really done anything. And then, you know, at 25, I wanted to go to law school. And then at 30, I was having kids. And like, there was always a reason why I couldn't join my father's bandwagon and do this work that I so loved. So comes 2014, and I am at a conference with my father, and I run into Luli. And I knew Luli from high school. I didn't know her from from the personal development world. So I was very surprised to see her at this event. But it turns out that Luli had stepped into that speaking world. She was doing that work. And when I saw her, I remember in that moment feeling somewhat triggered by the fact that this woman was doing this work that for so long I thought wasn't a possibility for me. It wasn't something that I could do. I had created all these limiting beliefs in my head as to why I couldn't pursue that career. And even though I was a lawyer at the time, a practicing lawyer, I was happily married. I had beautiful children. My whole life was perfectly fine. I had a good job. In that moment, I felt like I wanted something more. There was something missing. And I had that longing and it rose in me again. So I was definitely triggered by seeing her there and seeing that she was doing this thing that I had deemed impossible with similar circumstances. I mean, she was married, she had two kids, we had similar circumstances, and there she was doing that work. So all that to give you a little bit of context as to, by the time that I got to Luli B's table in 2018, it had been a few years since I had had that triggering experience. And all those years, I sat and kind of waited on my journey. I thought about it, but it was a little bit of paralysis by analysis. I started tinkering. My father passed away during that time, so I was grieving. I tried writing a book, but the book wasn't coming out right. I spent a whole lot of time trying to do something. But if you listen to my very first episode of this podcast, it's called Getting Out of the Trying Loop and Diving In. The trying loop is something I am all too familiar with. I have been in that trying loop many times in my life, and I know what it's like. And believe me, it's not always the best thing to be stuck in that trying loop. And this was one of those times that I was stuck in the trying loop. But finally, I had mustered up the courage to sign up for this mastermind and to sit with Luli and admit that I was ready to start building this business. But even at that mastermind, even though I had taken that first step, I had no idea what to do with that. I didn't know how to build a business. I didn't know what kind of business I was going to build. I didn't know how to make money inspiring people with any blueprint other than my father's blueprint, which was get on a plane and travel around the world and leave your kids and speak for corporate America. I knew no other blueprint other than that. And it's not the blueprint I wanted. I had these three little boys at home. I didn't want to be leaving all the time. So a part of me wanted this business, and then another part of me wasn't ready for that. And I didn't know what to do. So I was in this constant struggle between the now and the next. Right now, this is not a good fit. And yet I know that this is in my future. I know that I am meant to do this work. So on this day, I'm with Luli and I'm telling her about my struggles and about my frustrations and about how I'm such a turtle. I move so slow and I don't do anything. And I don't really know how to make a business out of this. And then I start giving her all the reasons, you know, my kids are little and I'm home and I'm this and I'm that, and I don't know what to do next. And Luli stopped me and she said, "Caro, how old are your kids?" And at the time, I had an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And she said, and I said, 8, 6, and 4. She said, "Caro, in 8 years, you're going to be in a completely different situation than you are now." I think she even said 6 years, if I'm not mistaken. She said, in 6 to 8 years, you're going to be in a completely different situation than you are now. Why don't you start working now for that version of you that's coming in 6 to 8 years? Because that's going to require a lot of groundwork. You're going to have to do a lot of legwork to get to the version of you that you're dreaming in your head. So Start that work now without putting so much pressure on yourself. You have time. And I sat there and I thought, what could I do now? What could I do now? So I started with baby steps, turtle steps, like really slow steps, like posting a little bit on Instagram. You know, I created a speech and I delivered it to local organizations like the Kiwanis, you know, I did end up writing a book. I forgot that part. I wrote a book and I published it. So that's kind of cool. I just did little things, but it wasn't cohesive. It wasn't super strategic. It wasn't full force. I didn't have like that day where I launched my business and took off and never looked back, you know? It was just planting little seeds, saying, I'm here, universe. Like if you happen to, you know, catch wind of what I'm doing, maybe throw me a bone. And when I wrote the chapter in the Give Me a Boost book and I read it back, I thought, I wonder if my reader would look at this book and think that I had any regrets. I wonder if they'd look at this book and think like, oh, if she could have moved faster, if she could have done more. And I think that's where the N squared is such an important concept. I wish I could have moved faster in theory, because, you know, you always want to be further along than where you are. So in theory, I wish I could have moved faster. But if you give me truth serum and I have to replay everything that I did in my life, I would not have traded those baby steps for anything in the world. Because in that moment, those baby steps gave me the space, the choice to enjoy my family, to see my little boys growing up, to spend an obnoxious amount of time with them, to be a great mom and a great wife and figure things out, to overcome deep, deep grief that I was experiencing with my father, to repair some deep issues that I had in my marriage, to get healthy and focus on my wellness, to run a marathon, to write a book. Wasn't a New York Times bestseller, but I wrote a book. So those baby steps, as minor as they may have been to the public eye, to me, they were what I needed in the now. And looking back, 8 years later, I can say Luli was right. Those 8 years are here. And today I am living the next of what I had seen back then. Is it as big and as bold as I expected it back then? No, but that's because, as you know, overnight success takes about 20 years. So I probably have another 15 years under my belt or 12 years or whatever to get to where I thought I would be in 10, right? We underestimate how long things will take to get to where you want to be in your life. But I'm certainly further along, and more importantly than further along is I am living my dream life today. Working for more, for sure. I definitely want more growth. I definitely want more expansion. I definitely want more clients. I definitely want to all the things. But I am living a life that has been created by design. And it started at that kitchen table with Luli when she looked at me and said, just do what's best for you right now and start preparing for the next 6 to 8 years. Because it's coming and it'll be here before you know it. And she was right. We just celebrated Spark last week. And she's been doing Spark now for 10 years. And the very first speech that I gave was at Spark when she gave me the opportunity to speak back then when I had just first launched in the mastermind, when I first joined the mastermind. And here we are celebrating 10 years of Spark and her Boost community and all that beautiful things. Not 10 years of Spark, 10 years of Boost. Spark is about 8 years old or something like that. So I hope that serves you. I hope it serves you to remember that the now that you are living is meaningful and it's precious and it is important. It is allowing you to enjoy parts of your life that you are never going to get back. No matter how old you are, no matter what chapter you are in your life, you will never be this age again. Your family will never be in the state they are right now again. Your world will change and it will evolve and everything around you will change. And this now moment is important and special. And while you are enjoying it, living it, honoring it, being an authentic and an integrity about it, you could still plant seeds for your next. You could still plan for your future. Now, the second story, which is a little piggyback on last week, is about Nikki. And I think this is another example of how now and next will play out. And this is why I want to share this with you. So Nikki in the interview shared that she had been preparing for a speech. She actually had been working with me to prepare a speech that she delivered on the Saturday before our podcast interview. And she came to me and she said, I want to give a kick-ass speech and I want to know the anatomy of a speech, of a really well-done speech. And this is my jam. I know about speaking. I've been in this business since I was 7 years old. I know this work. So I was happy to help her. And we sat down and we started talking about the anatomy of a speech and helping her prepare the speech well in advance, weeks before she delivered it. So by the time that she got to the hotel where she was getting ready to deliver the speech on Saturday morning, she knew her speech inside and out. She was ready. And then something happened. She woke up in the morning and her intuition told her, don't deliver that speech. It's not the right speech. And what came to her was she's been podcasting for a long time and she has a format for her podcasts. And what came to her was deliver a podcast style presentation, a podcast style speech instead of your regular speaker speech. So she did. And it was a killer speech. Everybody loved it. She brought the house down. It was amazing. So she's sharing this and on our couch on the podcast interview, which you could see from last week, and she's talking about how her intuition led her to do this new talk and how important it was to trust your intuition. But the next morning, it woke me up because I realized I connected a dot that I didn't even connect at that moment, but I connected it the next morning and it woke me up like at 3 a.m, which is Nikki set an intention in the now for what she knew now, which was I need to deliver a great speech. And therefore, what I know right now is that great speakers follow a certain anatomy of a speech. They prepare in advance. They tell stories. They give points. And she prepared in the now. Her intention was crystal clear. Be the best speaker you can be come Saturday, November 1st, when you're speaking at that event. That was the intention. And she did now what she knew best, or what she knew at that moment was available to her at that moment. It was because she was so deeply prepared in the now that she created the space for her intuition to give her a nudge. And what was coming next, she couldn't see when she was preparing with me, but it was coming. And because she was prepared, she was able to listen to her intuition. And now she had two options. She had the choice, which is a little similar to my first story. My intention, first and foremost, was to be a mom and a wife, not because there's anything wrong with being a working woman or anything like that, but because I longed to be with my children and create this traditional family that I had. I didn't grow up with that. I didn't have that. I didn't know what that was. So I longed for it. It was my desire, not that I didn't think my kids would be okay or anything like that. I knew my kids would be fine, even if I was traveling all over the world. My dad traveled all over the world and I was fine. And I loved him and we had a beautiful relationship, but I longed to be there. So I had set this intention of like, right now, I want to be here. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss this moment. And I also want to start preparing to inspire the world. So I'm gonna do right now whatever I can to bring inspiration to the world, even though I'm not gonna make it my priority. But I started preparing. I got ready. And because I started preparing and I started doing my homework and I started showing up while also parenting, the nudge eventually came to me that my real path was in coaching. I thought I was going to be a motivational speaker the whole time. I had no idea that I was going to become a coach. Luli used to tell me, "You're an inspirational storyteller." I'd be like, "How the hell do you make money being an inspirational storyteller?" I had no idea. Turns out, inspirational storytelling is the crux of this podcast. That was my next, but I had no idea. So what did I do? I did what I knew best in that moment. I wrote a blog. I helped my friends. I went on a podcast whenever I got a chance and talked about my story. I spoke to the Kiwanis. I did whatever I knew now to start preparing for what was coming next. And then that intention is what allowed the intuition to come knocking on my door. So that is the connection I want to make for you today. What do you have to do now? What are you enjoying now? What are you savoring now? And how are you planting seeds for what is coming next? And by the way, if right now you are living your next, because that happens too, you may have been working for a long time for where you are right now. If right now you are living your next, that is a great place to be. Enjoy it without feeling guilty that you need another next. You don't need another next right now. It's going to come all by itself, all of it on its own. Your only job right now is to continue showing up in gratitude for the next that you are enjoying. Enjoy that moment. Enjoy this season. The next will come. But always keep preparing. Always keep doing, taking aligned action in creating the life of design and of your dreams. Building a life that defines success on your own terms. So I hope this has been helpful, and I hope this episode will inspire you to just take a few minutes on this sacred Sunday and think about your now, think about your next, and think about how you are living an N-squared life. And if I can support you in going deeper, you know how to reach me. Send me a message on Instagram, send me an email, and connect with me on my show notes. And I'm always here to support you in the best way I can. Have a sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.